WTOP News Time 7:20. Shutdown breakdown day 15, and we're not all that many hours away from day 16. Only have about 2 days left before the nation reaches the debt ceiling. And a few hours ago, we were expecting a House vote tonight on a measure that may have gotten us closer to reopening the government. But the Rules Committee postponed that vote as support for Speaker John Boehner's new plan appears to be in serious doubt. And just before the postponement, the conservative outfit Heritage Action said it opposed the measure.
Let's bring in WTOP Capitol Hill correspondent Dave McConnell now. Dave, what's going on up there tonight? Why is a vote promised, then taken back?
Well, because House Speaker John Boehner couldn't get enough support for a bill a majority of Republicans would support, Veronica. Tea Party Republicans insisted on add-ons involving the size of government and spending and changes in Obamacare. Efforts to pare back those demands have failed, and so House Republicans are deadlocked and can't move ahead. And it is official now from the Speaker's office there will be no votes tonight, Dimitri and Veronica.
Dave, if this is going to happen every time, how do we break the mold? How do we get out of this period of being stuck in the mud? If conservative priorities are going to be added every time, it'll never leave the committee, will it?
Well, right now, that seems to be a pretty good argument. I mean, the bill that Boehner was pushing would have reopened the government till mid-January and helped raise the debt limit through early February. And it would also have suspended a tax on medical devices and, to put it bluntly, tightened standards to make sure truly poor people only could qualify for subsidies to buy insurance under the Affordable Care Act. These were considered sweeteners that were put in by the Tea Party, but they were non-starters over in the Senate. On the other hand, I think we're at a situation now where Boehner may decide, well, let's go back to square one. If Speaker Boehner can pass a bill tomorrow, if he can cobble something together tomorrow and send it to the Senate, and it has a chance of passage, then we might be going somewhere. But if it has these add-ons that the Tea Party wants and demand, then it's a dead end in the Senate. Now, the other possibility here might be that Speaker Boehner will simply say to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, look, you guys pass a bill in the Senate over here. But the same problem would happen in reverse. Would the Senate bill that would likely maybe not have add-ons go anywhere in the House? And whatever does get to the Senate floor, to backtrack there for just a moment, they have unlimited debate. It is the world's greatest deliberative body, and one member can hold things up. And time is running very, very short.
It is. I mean, we're just a couple of days here from the debt ceiling deadline. Do you think anything is going to happen before then?
Well, sometimes when things really get tight here, people take action. And sometimes they throw aside their demands and they compromise. At least that's the way it has been up here. But the fact remains that there are, as a group of Republicans, mainly in the Tea Party and their sympathizers, who see these near disasters as opportunities. That's what one Republican congressman told me yesterday. He said, Dave, this really gets people focused. And therefore, when people are really deathly afraid of a default or a continued government shutdown, the hope is that they'll really see the light and they'll give in to some of these Republican demands. And that's what they hope. But so far, that hasn't happened on the Democrat side, neither the president nor the Democrats in the Senate, at least, and to a large extent in the House, to a great extent actually in the House, but they're in the minority. Nobody on the Democrat side has really blinked. And so that's the situation where we're in. Once again, both sides stuck in place, neither side willing to accept much of what the other side wants to offer. Both sides believe that they are clothed in righteousness and shouldn't give up. And we're going into now the last day. Tomorrow will be the last day before there is a default. I mean, midnight Wednesday night is when this place, to use a Halloween comparison, turns into a pumpkin.
All right, Dave, a little humor added in, but of course a very serious situation that Dave McConnell is following for us on Capitol Hill. A tweet tonight from Politico that Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell have reopened talks, according to sources, and a deal is close. The process could begin in the Senate tonight. Now, a word of caution about this. Just yesterday, these same leaders were using words like breakthrough and optimistic, and here we are, really no closer, as you heard Dave describe. We'll keep you updated here on the radio and at WTOP.com.